Okay, we are up to Daf Tes Vav Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, right in the middle of the page. Menoha Nemili, is that correct? We just said that in the Mishnah that when is it a neder only if it's a dover hanoder, if you compare it almost to a carbon, which is a dover hanoder. If you compare it to a basal chazer, a bayitikachav, and all that, a dover ha'asad, then there's no transference of Isa and nothing happens. How do you know this? On makro, it says in Pasuk, ish ki yidoi neder l'Hashem, it's repetitive. What do you mean, ish ki yidoi neder l'Hashem? We already had it before in the Gemara. So we say, what? Ad she yidoi b'dover ha'nodr. Yidoi is a verb and neder is a noun, until you make the neder in something that is similar, that is a dover ha'nodr, like a carbon. And the coins are one who say that dibra toida koloshim and the adam, that the toida sometimes speaks like people speak, they will learn it from the word Hashem. Freddy Gemara, if that's your whole drosha, bedavra nodder will soon do the ra, and he hachi, if so, I feel a bedavra osser nami, make the same drosha by dover osser, doc. See, in this very same passage, it says later on, you make a neder or shvua, by shvua it says, le'esed iser al nafshay, over there again it says repetitive, le'esed iser, le'esed is the verb and iser the noun. Make the same chesh, no, what, that if you make a dover osser, it's also a valid neder. Doc, see, le'esed iser al nafshay. Take the money off from there. We don't learn out. You know why? Le'esed iser meboyle ketanya. We need it for something we learned a few days ago. Ezeh hu iser ha'ama bet ketayda. What's an example of an iser? We said if you say that this day should be like the day of the yahrzeit of my father, or the day of the yahrzeit of my rebbe, the day of the yahrzeit of Gedalia, all these yahrzeits. Now why? That it's also aser. Now why do you need a special pasuk to teach you that? The Ran before didn't explain. The Ran explained here. Let's learn it on. Ran. Right in the middle of the page, middle of the narrow lines. How do you know the matvid b'davar also le mitzvah not also? Amar kroki yider neder anchi yider b'davar not neder beinai the hachi pirushay. How do you see from that that it's only limited to davar hanodr and not a davar also? How do you see that? He said, okay. The Gemara thought the svila shas the lashmin and to teach you that it works for davar nodr. You don't need a pasuk for that. If we have a pasuk, it must be to tell you, but nothing else works. Now, why don't you need a pasuk for davar nodr? To teach you the matvid b'davar nodr mitzvah, that if you take, let's say you're saying this piece of meat should be like a carbon. You don't need a pasuk. Because what would be if you say this piece of meat is also, and you wouldn't add the words like a carbon? Everyone agrees that's a yad or a yad of a neder. It's a neder. So why do you need a pasuk to tell you, and if you say, and if you finish a sentence, this piece of meat should be like a carbon, it's also. Of course it's also. The chiddush is, but if you compare it to something also, it doesn't work. That's how we learn it. Like exactly, you don't need a pasuk. The key with them, a kick is a lie. Also, have a neder. Madach, if you say just the words, this bread is also for me. It's a neder. Ki amar nami kick carbon. Also, karmar. Of course, what do you mean? He meant that it's also. But like God, I'm a yadis. At best, at worst, it's like a yad. Let's say the best kind of neder is you don't compare it to anything. But if you compare it to something else, which you can take an ordinary animal, make it also. Of course, it's also. Elavadekra. What do you need a pasuk for? The chiyida neder. Love the davar another also. Not to teach you davar another. Ela to tell you something else. Limute davar also. That's how we learn. It's extra teach you to my davar asa. Upachin, and we ask, ihachiv, so if you tell me a davar asa is no good, I feel the asa nami, the pasuk is clearly less than is it. And the way, and it should be, for me, you should learn davar asa is good, claim it. The al karchach, it must be, he said, lechayda, what's the shot? So why do you need two psukim, neder and asa? No, the al karchach, kolchad, legufitz, we thought, right, the most question is, you need a pasuk for davar nodr, you need a pasuk davar asa, v'lavli mute, and it's not coming to exclude, elakeheich, the loisesek, adaitim, you shouldn't think. The matfiz lehavi neder, you might think that the whole concept of matfiz doesn't exist. You might have thought, by you know what, you think that lindo neder is coming to exclude davar asa, no, it's not. It's coming to teach you that davar nodr is good. What do you need a pasuk for? I'll tell you why. Because the only neder, we would have thought the only neder is valid if you say this bread is asr, this meat is asr. The moment you add something, comparisons, you're not saying this meat is asr, you're saying this meat should be like that. Who said that you can transfer? So we need a pasuk to teach you that. Not to exclude davar asr. They have another pasuk lesser, he said, tell you the same thing, that you can say that this should be like chazer. Maybe. To teach you the whole concept that your matvi is bedavra, another umar v'rosan hari neder is a neder. V'chol chab menai chal tzchal. Could he lie if not less than each? What else do you need less than for? What else do you need? I'll tell you what you need for. Umefakina, we answer no. We need less than each, something else. So when you not in there, what do you double another for? To exclude less than each. Exclude davra asa. What do you need it for? Mid bayla kitani is rosh klemet. The chivin evshel ukmela drasha. Since we could dash in this drasha lahochi muk midla, I'd rather use the drasha lesson easy teaching this din about yain shemesh by avi mishum the savori who it makes sense. The truth of the matter is, al pisay savori, if you're comparing it to a carbon and a carbon, you took an ordinary animal, you made it holy. Why shouldn't it work also for an ordinary piece of meat? You don't need a pasuk for that. And if you have a pasuk, it must be to exclude something. To exclude, if you compare it to chazir. What do I do the pasuk lesson? He said, teach you a new halach, which he'll explain in a minute. The matter of also, lechayah dibish loyim, there are another matzah that would make sense. For loyim, a kik is a lie, be nedev, the carbon. Okay, carbon, shneset, the nedev, because similar to a carbon, that's also a nedev. Avo ki matfiz, be dover also, like klum, come nothing. The heich, loyim, a kik is a lie, give us a chazir, hakin, says a chazir. Well, yes, you can't do that. The basa chazir, aser, achmona, behula, aser, the ebush, the aser, not you. So what do we do the pasuk last night, Issa? To teach you the din about Yom Shemesh Ba'aviv. Why do you need a special pasuk for that? Wouldn't that be a normal neder? Midboy, we need it for the Kiratani Mingland, Eiza Issa, Lashmin teach you the Afagav, even though the Toli Nidroi, even though you were Toli, your neder, Bedova, Shalai Neser, Eloi Levada, we would have thought, you know what a neder is a neder? We would have thought a neder is a neder only when it's also the Klal Yisrael. If I make a neder, this flesh is awesome. Okay, it's awesome to everybody. But if I make a neder that this flesh, a carbon, this animal becomes a carbon, it's a carbon for everybody. But if I say that this flesh is also like a day that I, on the yard side, who's also to eat meat on the day of your father's yard side? Only you. Maybe that kind of neder, which is so weak, because only limited to you, is not strong enough that you can transfer that from the day to the strict flesh. That's what we would have thought. The neder of yard says only to your father. The chiddush of the neder chal the ilav haikra had not been for the pasuk. I mean, I would have thought ki yid the neder achi yoder bedover shehu hanoder legamri. What he means sheneser lakol machmer neder. We would have thought that only a neder like a karm, which is also a karma to the whole world, is powerful neder. Okay, that can be transferable. I'm saying in a weak neder that kam you the only one that's also on this day to eat flesh is you. That you make it be transferable. Come on, shalom, the grudge less, at least it is transferable. Let me ask you a question. I don't do with this Gemara here. Hey, Chay, Mak, Sheen, and Hossam. How is the Gemara in Mesefer Shavuos? Ask. But H, Pei, Shavuos, Tain, Basa. The Gemara brings in the whole Braisa. You say that today should be like a day that my Yotzai, the Yotzai of my father, the Yotzai of my Rebbe, or the Yotzai of Gedalia ben Achikim. And the Gemara asks the question, what's the Chiddush? Why should we, you know, but I tell you the day of the Yotze? Of course it's awesome. If you're saying, if you're making a net, then it's awesome. That's the Gemara's question. Fregderan, what do you mean? What do you mean, of course? Here we're saying we need a pasuk for it. That's all, of course. We just explained that it's a weak net. Who said it works? So what do you mean, of course? Pshita, Fregderan, what kruv gemashlan? We just explained here, it's a big Chiddush. Ukele kasivne. Nida beinai, says the Ran, it seems to me, midloi noketana beneder al kika. By kike, it doesn't say you took a loaf of bread and you said this loaf of bread should be aser. Matfis kiker acha boy, there's a piece of bread that's treif, let's say, and you take another piece of bread and you say I'm treif for this bread with that bread. And it doesn't say that when it comes to yard side. Mashma the agav urche milsa acharita aser lashminim. He's not coming to teach you that it's transferable. If it had been transferable, he would have said, you know, you put one piece next to another piece. He's not saying that in this case. Maybe it seems the bride's telling you another chiddush. Now what? The matfish be yamin. Now what? The chiddush here is, what about if you are teifis, let's say the day of yahrzeit. Even if you would not have made a neder ever in your life, but I'm going to fast the day of my yahrzeit, you never really were in the mood to having a barbecue on the day of the yahrzeit. You anyway wouldn't have eaten flesh. You anyway wouldn't have drank wine. Not because of a neder, because in mitzias you wouldn't have done it. So the question is, the neder then didn't add much. So if you say that this bread or this flesh is also to me like the day of the yahrzeit, is it chal because really you didn't eat meat that day, the original day, it's not because of the nether you made then, it's because you wouldn't have eaten it anyway. So what happens in this case here? The chiddush of Braisa is that it's still a nether, it's still something to transfer there. That's a chiddush. Also, Shemina, the matfiz biyamim, yeah, shafir b'loy nether, lo yo'eichu ben basa, anyway, when they be flesh, keep him come back to your nether, gam ken in the sarin love, the chiddush is, that's the fact is that then you made a nether, so the nether added to the fact that you wouldn't have eaten anyway, ki matfiz b'hu chayon lidr, so if you today say, I making a nether, should be also to me, like day of the yard side, it's as if you're attaching it not to the fact that you didn't eat, but to the nether you made that day, and it's chal. That his father died. Even without a neder, anyway, you wouldn't have eaten flesh, drink wine. That's what the Gemara thought the Pshat in the Brais is. The Chiddush is that even though you wouldn't, the neder didn't really add much, you can still grab, transfer that neder and move it on to this piece of meat. Mushem Hachi Parik, what I ask, Yoim Shemez by Aviv, the day that his father died, Pshita, the Hakoli, Sudi, Les, Elamach, and Nedim, what is that, Chiddush? Even though the pie you wouldn't have eaten meat, there was no Isser. The only Isser on that day was the neder you made. And if you're saying that today should be like the day of the yard, so then obviously that's a neder. What is the Chiddush involved? Even though any naturally would have been inflation, it might have come on meaning. What who came? The fact that you're Matri Beneder. If you say you want to make a thing that one listens to music,
yeah.
Oh, we'll talk about Gedalia. Gedalia is the Rabban anyway, so we'll see.
Yes, that's a thing of the Rabban.
So we'll see. What do you mean? No, one of the three cases in this Brais is Gedalia. So the Issa Rabban. We already had the name before. There's an Issa Rabban. You can make a shvur. We'll talk about a neder. Yeah. So he's saying here, now we're talking about a neder, not a shvur. We're talking about a neder, if it can be taifus, a neder, when the, if the neder, first of all, the neder is chal, if that day was us, anyway, the Rabbah. See what I mean? So you might have thought that's the chiddush of the Braisa, to tell you that, well, that even though anyway you wouldn't have eaten it, but because you made a neder, you can transfer that. So the efshel is to be sort of clown. Umifakinen, we answer. So the chayda, we're asking, what's the big chiddush? If the whole chiddush of the Braise tell you that the fact that you didn't eat flesh, but as long as you added an isra of a neder, you could transfer that, what's the chiddush? The fact is that the only isra of that day is the neder you made. Just because I wasn't in the mood of eating flesh, there's nothing to transfer. The only isra of that day is if I made neders. Of course it's transferable. I need a Braise to tell me that the chiddush, that's the most question. And you want to answer there is the chiddush is Gedalia. The Gedalia is not only you weren't in the mood of eating, you were not allowed to eat, committed Rabbanan. It's an isra. And an isra is not transferable. The chiddush is that the neder is chal and therefore it's transferable. A shvu or neder? Shvu now, neder or shvu? A neder definitely wouldn't. Obviously you can't make shvu on mitzvahs, but a neder would not have worked because you did not say in kippur. What is a yom ha'aser? The chiddush gedalia that the east is on the rabbanon, and you kept. Let's see a second. Even though anyway you wouldn't eat because of Isra Rabbanan and Kamashal and the Kiv and the Isbe Nam and Nidah. What happened was, on Tzim Gedalia one year, you made a Nedr I'm not eating today. So you added an Isra here. You had to, the whole Hatfas is, you had to be original in Nedr and then you're making a second one. You made a Nedr that the Tzim Gedalia day is also to me. Now, even though Lachayr you wouldn't have eaten anyway with the Rabbanan. But because only the Rabbanan there was room for the Nedr to be Chal, which is from the Torah. Now, 10 years later, you're saying that this day should be us to me, like a day to like Gedalia, even on Tzim Gedalia itself. But you're saying not that, you're not saying today's us to me. I'm saying that it should be us to me like then. There's something transferable here because you did achieve something then when you made that neder. That's the chiddush of the Braisa. Mat neder huvaser. You can't make a shul gets a tayr. It's only be a neder. You have to ask the days on you. But the ask the days is that you had to make it yourself once, and then you take it and bring it over here. Okay, let's go. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Then he goes to Halacha. Okay, wait. Back to the Gemara. Actually, you know what? Hilchalin Halacha. Let's go to the next round. Talk a little bit about what you were saying. Hilchalin Halacha. See the next paragraph? Big word. Hilchach. Hilchach lina lacha. Final story. Naktinan. This is what we do. The matviz bedavar ha'asal lahavi neder. You compare to a chaz, it's not a neder. But let's start a shaylocha. You don't need a release. But feel ba'am aritz. Even in ba'am aritz that we say in our Mishnah that we, when it comes to his wife and he gets to the fight with his wife and he makes a neder that you're asal to me like my mother, and he needs a release with the rabbanon by other nedarim we don't. By Ella the Madrisha, only there. Umahai time with the Kasiv, and the reason I gave him the Mishnah because he does it so common, and sometimes he might make a correct neder, and if he thinks that he doesn't need a release, he'll never need a release. But if you make a tvisa in a davar nadir like your side, even though you're the only one affected by it, it is chal. All of this is talking about a neder. If you say I won't eat like the days of if your matvis and a shrua, never works. Even if you say I'm not going to eat this meat just like it's like a carbon, doesn't mean anything. Why? The kaimel perishur steimasa. The matviz b'shvua lavkim meitzi shvua. If you don't say I'm not going to eat the meat, but if you say in the lashon of shvua that this meat is like the shtik, is like a carbon, that's not the way a shvua talks. A shvua doesn't talk about meat. Shvua talks about me. I'm not going to eat. The Shura doesn't talk about what the state of this meat is. So if you talk, you say in the Shura, I swear to Abish's name, that this meat is a stick like a carbon to me, it's meaningless, because that's not the way a Shura is. The Hainu time is the Neder, Chol Allah Chayfet. The whole idea of Neder is that the Chayfet comes out, Shas, the Chayfet, Allah, but Neder. Figure therefore, because your mouth is Chayfet, Bechayfet, Rosh Yachal. That's why Neder is you're transferring one object to another. Abba Shvu, who oyser atzim mina Chayfet? Amosif. Abba Gufa Chayfet, ain't love Neder, Gujah Klav. The Chayfet itself remains the same. Hilchach Iyam, Zeh, Kazel, Lamaklum. The Chaynami so to Imam Shlo, Eichel Bosa, Kiyam Shemayba, I make a sure I'm not going to eat flesh today like the yard side of my father. Let's say he already made a shwur in time earlier, he's not going to eat in the day of the yard side. Lama Klum, the Ba'oisa Yayim Matfis, because you're comparing days. Ba'oisa Yayim, Lekka Bagufi Nid Klal. But you never made a nether on the day. You made only a shwur. There's nothing to transfer. The Eka demand of it, however, there's a dissenting opinion. Then he, the matters b'shvur, lav kimayzu, and people don't mean true. If I use the lashon of a shvur and I'm doing hatfasa, I'm talking about the object, even though it's not a shvur, hanimili lina carbon malchus, they want to say that it's not a shvur to the full extent that you're not going to bring a carbon if you didn't keep it, or you're not going to get malchus. Avali suda mi Eka, but in Eka there is something that's like a yad. Machlekes are shining, indeed, within these are shining, whether it's a yad to a neder or it's a yad to a shvur. It's not mechubik. Okay, by the Gemara, he says to this woman, you're like my mother, or so on, so forth, which is a David Asa, but a minu, and what? Yet you still need a release. We ask a question, he says to his wife, you're like a stick flesh, like a mother flesh. I'm not sure what kind of horse that is. Anyway, kibasa lachaisi like my sister's flesh. Ka'orla, kiklai kedem. No, but I don't want you to have any pleasure for me. Or I don't have any pleasure for you. Loy am a klum, worthless. And Amish says you need a release. Omar abaye loy am a klum, midaraisa matayda, it's nothing happened. Abba vitzarek shaylim midarabanan. And according to the Rishayim, Pshat Nabaye, he always knows difference your tamachach and amaris. Everyone needs a release midarabanan. Even though it's a dovera asr, the fact that you use a loshneda, you need a release midarabanan. That's how Abaye learns. Kamil Lang Rav says, no. No. Tamidah Chachamim Adavra Asa don't need a release. Ha Ba'amaretz. Only by an Amaretz. Like in the Mishnah over here. By a wife. Because he always has fight with his wife. And sometimes he makes an incorrect neder. But sometimes he makes a correct neder. So we're always going to tell him. He doesn't. He's not very pedantic. He doesn't have a chiluk. You know what? You always need a release. And also, you shouldn't get in the habit of making so many Adorim against his wife. It's not a good thing. It's not healthy for a healthy marriage. Freddy Gemara, you're telling me it's only limited according to you. Sorry, Gemara said, I'll bring a raya. And I will bring a raya is a tchilu bin tamachach and amaretz, not only in the case of ima, but it's one other case. What's the case that follows? By the time you learn, a guy makes a neder, I make a neder in this teda, that word, and over here, neder means shvur. Here, even though it says neder, means shvur. I swear in the name of Hashem, right? So he says, I swear in the name of the teda, so. Loyamakum. Why? Because you meant the parchment. And what's parchment? You're supposed to say La Hashem. But you meant, and you said the Torah. The Torah, you probably meant the parchment is garnished.
So even though the parchment
that has
special treatment.
Oh. Doesn't matter. A Tamachachem knows that it's Gevil, no problems will happen. Tamachachem doesn't understand the difference between a Torah. We'll soon see that if you say the Torah, it means a parchment. If you say Bob, what's written in the Torah, then you mean Abish's name. Then it's a really rather sure. Tamachachem Rav knows the difference if he says Torah or Bob. So therefore, when you don't need a release, you don't need a release. But Amar doesn't know the difference. So we're always going to say you need a release. What's the story? Tanya, we learned the Braise, 50 cases. We learned, if a guy makes a neder, case number one, I swear in this teder, nothing happened. Even if we do a neder, it means a shvur. Then he says, case number two, b'ameh shekosev bo, if he says, I swear in what's written in the teder, that means l'chayde Abish's name, then b'ado kayami. Then his words, then it's a valid shvur. It doesn't matter. Over there he said, I'm swearing the Abish's name and he's holding a chavis of mitzvah. Here he's saying, I'm swearing in this thing here. It's a different thing. Bamesh kosev ba dvar of kayamin. Because that's he's swearing the Abish's name. What if he says, ba uva mesh kosev ba? Case number three. He said, with the Torah and what's written in it. Sounds like the parchment and the Abish's name. Dvar of kayamin. Now, Freddy Gemara, Tony, it says, Bamesha Kosovo, Dvara Kayamin, if you tell me, if I just I highlight what's written in there, it's a valid Shvua, Bo Uva Mesha Kosovo, so maybe here's even clearer. If I spell out Klor, the Tata, and what's written in there, surely I meant the Abish's name.
So what's a chiddush? So we have three answers to the Gemara. Answer number one. Amar Rav Nachman Lekasha. There's a big difference if the Torah is in your hand or the Torah is lying on the table. The Gemara expression is lying on the floor. Lekasha. Ha de machte ayreise ar ara. Here, if the Torah is lying on the ground. In the first case in the Braise is talking about you're holding it in the hand and you're saying in it. Obviously, nothing happened because you're talking about the parchment. Because when you say the Torah that's in your hand, you meant what you're holding, the physical Torah. If you're holding your hand and you say Bamesha Kosaba, it's clear what do you mean. The writing, the words are there. But the end of the Braise is talking about it's lying on the ground. Now, if it's lying on the ground and you just say Ba, we don't think you mean the Eberster. Maybe you mean you're talking about in third person because it's not in your hand. You're talking about Ba, it. The Torah itself, again, the parchment. If it's lying on the ground, you have to spell out, and even if you write Bamesha Kosaba, we'll also say that maybe you mean what, not the words are written on it, but I mean with what is written on it, which means the Gevil again, because it's so far away from you. There you have to actually spell out Ba Uva Mesha Kosaba. So it's not the third and second case, but two different cases. Hard and knock and la yada. Come on. The machtalara, if it's lying on the ground and you just said by mesha kosabo, I think daita agivili. I think you mean the parchment. Only if you spell out bo mesha kosabo. But nokad lobby yada, if you're actually holding it in your hand, then it's enough. If you think you're already holding it and you say, and you could have just said it by adding by saying by mesha kosabo, you meant actually the words. Daita alaskodishba, you mean the Abish's name. Haskodis is the Abish's name, which you remember. Others will soon see the shambis, that means the kabonis. Okay, round over here. Hod the machtaraisa. It's in the middle of the narrow lines. Hode machta reis. We don't have time to rebel on. Hode machta reis al ara hode nokla biyada. Reisha da hanoi de betayda lama klum. He's talking about the nokla biyada. You're holding the betayda in your hand. I feel hachi. If you just say ba, loyama klum. It's got to be fucked. Why? The my betayda to come out. You're saying hanoi de betayda. You say, I swear in the name of the betayda. Not you say ba. You say, I swear in the name of the betayda. What does the betayda mean? The parchment. Loyama klum de my betayda come out. Bekvil and shiksuva. You mean the parchment. Okay. Aval in case number two, when you're holding in your hand and you say Bamesha Kosov Ba, it's clear. What do you mean? Aval Mesha Kosov Ba, why did Daitya has Kaddish Ba? You mean the memories, which is right now we're learning the Abish's name. And we're talking about a Shavu again, I told you before. And what are you doing? You are swearing B'Shem, the Abish's name. Aval Sefer, so what's the last case? Ba Uba Meh. We're not talking about the same case. It's talking about Bamesha Arai Salaraskin. It's lying on the ground or on the table. Because it's not, it's distant from you. If you Amar would have said Bamesha Kosov Bolavad with what is written, well, I'm a klum. You know why? Kim the machta ara, I'm the daita gvili. He thinks the parchment. The hachikamar Bamesha Kosov Bo Hatoyu. The haina gvili the parchment. Aval ki Amar Bo Uva Bamesha Kosov Bo. Mahani helps. Why? The kiv the Amar Bo. Since it's a Bo, kvad hiskir agvilin. You already mentioned the parchment. The chi omar bamesha kosabo, they add in the word mesha kosabo, obviously means the Abish's name. That's answer number one. Back to the game.
If you
say
Asri,
but
I are holding Torah, he's
nothing. Even if you're holding in your hand, you mean the Torah, the what you're holding, the physical Torah. The parchment, it's chayim. The parchment is also holy. I think it's holy. Okay, that's first explanation. Back to the Gemara, you buy your same, you dial them a base, you buy your same, the entire, but the second case and third case is talking about lying on the ground. You buy your same, the machtarum. So, look, if a measure kosabo is good enough, surely Bob measure kosabo is good enough. What do you need case number three for? So, Gemara is saying that case number three is Megala case number two. Had it not been for case number three, we would think he's talking about you're holding it in your hand. By telling us case number three, bar of a meh, obviously not holding your hand, because in your hand it would be good without it. Must be on the ground. And once I know that case number three is on the ground, I'll say that case number two is also talking about it's on the ground. And the chiddush is that even though you said about mesha kosabo, no, you didn't add the word bar, it's also good you meant the Abish's names. And the third case, that is no big chiddush. The boy says, "The machta al aro hakamashlon, the machta al aro that come to teach you, the machta al aro is lying on the ground. Kivon the omar and case number two, the chiddush is that as soon as you say by meh, she kasa by mahani, and case number three is only telling us that case number two is talking about lying on the ground. Aye, but now there'll be no case number two or three. But zuv ain't zaralem zuk tani, and the Bryce is saying case number three is obvious. Even case number two, he didn't add the word bo. All he said was, I swear in what's written in the Torah, you meant the Abish's names. Ran.
the last narrow line. The second and third case. The tie brayz no much lying on the ground. When you say but even case number two is talking about lying on the ground, that's enough. Not like the first answer that you that is lying on the ground. You need ba. No. Now we're learning that even lying on the ground, you just say bameshe kasaba. You meant the words. The say for the tani bo a measure cause about the varkayam. I mean, like sicha leguf, you don't need it for itself. El legluya reishas coming to teach you regarding case number two, the beman chaladihi. The sefer, there's no question. Vaday kivon dama bo uva mesha kasaba. I feel the man chare mani. Such a so clear. You say the Torah and what's written in it, then it's clear. Even if lying on the ground, what did you mean? David's names. Umino, and from that we know the mashe kasaba b'chud nami. That was written in the Chulos. I feel the man chare mani helps. Let's feel the hakluk me luk me, but try to take out different cases. It seemed that the Ran was not good as zuvay and tzarich lemezuk tani. I'm not sure the Ram wasn't going to sit. Because the Ram is saying something else. The Gemara, if you add the words zu ain tzarich lemezuk tani, what you're saying here is that the takin ochidish and we're just adding a case. The Ram said there's a big chidish here. We would not have known pshat in case number two without telling us case number three. Case number three establishes definitely the Torah is lying on the ground. And now that we know the Bryce, it makes more sense to say the Bryce is talking about one case, all lying on the ground. So go back here and do. Does he?
Yeah. The Ram seems not to have had this sentence in his text.
Oh, look at that. Borosha Kivanti. Okay. The last answer, the Gemara. The E boys, Emel. A third answer is Kula Nami. The Nokele Biyade. Let's learn the entire Bryce is in your hand. Let's learn that the entire Bryce is in your hand. Bahoka Mashlon, I come to teach you. The Thai price comes in, it's in your hand. So what do you need case number three? Ba over measure kosaba. You come to teach you. It's not a case number three. Case number three and two is all one. Kiva the nakid libyada. I forgot the loyal male ba. Command on measure kosaba dami. Case number two is you said ba measure kosaba. Case number three is you only said ba. Case number one is you said hanoida ba toidi. You said I'm swearing in the Taida. So since you're holding your hand, you mean the Abish's name. Case number two. Is you say Vamesha Kosovo? Obviously, my neighbor's name. Case number three is not Ba Uva Mesha Kosovo. All you said was Ba. I'm swearing in it. And the Chiddush is that just even though all you said is in it, it could be the parchment, it could be the Abish's names. But because you're holding your hand, it's as if you said the Abish's names, and that's good enough. That, Iran. Hochi Gassinen. The Eboy is saying, Masefa, Hok Mashon, give the knock, but you're holding your hand. Avid Lama, Elabah, the first wide line, command the Amma, Mesha Kosovo, Dami. Hochi Vidish. The reish of diktani hanayde b'teira amaklum. The reish of you're holding the teira amaklum because b'teira, even though you're holding it, it means the parchment. Bameshik kasabad varakayam imi nevish names. B'beleman chalara mshumachik amabal lemahanin help adikam meshik kasabah. Avol sefer. So the Ran's doing this with pshat. That the last case is different than the first two. The last case is talking about you holding in your hand. The first two talking about is lying on the ground. That's why you have to spell out the Meshach Kosovo. Case number three, it's in your hand. In your hand, you don't even need to say Meshach Kosovo. Buzz enough. I will say for the knocker libby yod, you're holding your hand. Umushum hachik tani, it says, Kivan the knocker libby yod, you're holding your hand. I forget the lamella ba. All he says ba is command the omra by Meshach Kosovo. It's as if you said by Meshach Kosovo. There are other nuschais in the Gemara. I don't like any of them. The nusach in our Gemara is not like the Ran. Nusach in our Gemara is that the entire Brais is talking about lying. It's in your hand. The Ran is learning that only the last case is in your hand. So he has a different nusach than our nusach in the Gemara. I'm not even bothered explaining it. Interesting. My guess is wrong, so don't bother. Our rival is up here. The rival is a little bit different. He learns the chik tani noider. The way we learned the whole time till now is Tumar Shvur. And the Shvur needs the Abish's name. And that's why we were learning that when you say Toyd, you mean the parchment, you mean the Abish's name. The rival learned with Takatoma Neder, because the Lush and the Bryce all the time is Hanoider, Hanoider, Hanoider. Tumar Neder. Noider Mamish Kama. So the Chayv Tumar Neder, what's the difference to Abish's name or not? And you have a piece of bread here. And you're saying, Shaoime Kik is a lie, betoyder, kit, betoyder. You're saying that this bread over here is like the Toyder. Why is it lemaklum? What are you holding on? To the gvilin, to the parchment. And therefore, there's nothing transferable here. But if you say, I'm comparing this bread to the Abish's name, it doesn't mean the Abish's name. It means according to the whole different pshat. What's written in the Torah? In the Torah, what dinim do you have? Carbon. And carbon is a dover hanadr. So when you're saying that this bread should be like what's written in the Torah, I'm comparing it to carbon, and therefore it's dover matvis. Different pshat altogether.
Claim a kick. Yeah.
We always go be'ikar teifus, right? We're always machmed. Remember, in Darim, we're always machmed. We can go lenient. Or it says chazir in the Torah also. So you have a choice. Are we comparing it to the laws of chazir or comparing it to the laws of carbon? We'll always be machmed. And what does haskaris mean? Haskaris when the durim hang, and he explains why is in the durim. So right now, what I just told you now is the Rishalmi's pshat. The Rabbi learns an hour gemara. The gemara is canceling the word haskaris. Haskaris does not mean kabbonis. The Rishalmi says kabbonis. I jumped ahead. Haskaris means Abish's name. So where is how's Abish's name davar nodder? So he's saying it's not because you had to go to mikveh before you wrote it. You had to do have the right kavanas. So you are the one who made it holy. So that's like a dover hanodr. Shaideh ksiva through the ksiva, which is an interesting thing here, v'achana, through your proper preparations to write the way it's supposed to be, or hakavana l'shem kedusha heim kedushas. You made it. That's a dover hanodr. So that's pshat al-gemara here. It's taka comparing to Abish's name, but it's a dover hanodr because you made it holy. Hey, but I'm in the shalom. The gazin hasan betayda lama klum. Mech kasa b'dvar kaya betayda kudusha betayda. But mech kasa b'kabonis zumba. In the shalom, it taka says b'kabonis haksuvim ba.
It's not enough that I'm taking this piece of leather and making it into film, as against making it into a handbag.
Exactly.
That's not enough.
That's the same thing from here. That's the Raivis Pshat, which is interesting. Because Yuchayda, this is you think that the writing Abish's name, the Kedusha of the Abish's name, you didn't make it. It's a din. You don't make it. But it's saying here the fact that you have to have an input is considered another. A little bit like I had before with carbon chattas and oshim. You have to bring it, but since you chose the animal, it's a little like that. Vinihid Rishami Kabanas Gmarla Lamin Haskar is become welcome that Ivan wants to learn that Chit is Rishami Mukhacha the Matis Benadra Skin. That the Rishami base of Rishami Agmarzoma Nedd. Inamid Chiamarina Daita Ahaskar Shiba. Maybe I can leave him Lipshat Al Gmar here as well. The Haskar doesn't mean the Abish's name. It means I'll call Ma and everything Niskir Bokam. And that's mentioned in the Taita, the Haina Kabanas Glashad is. Oh, now we're learning Pshat in Al Gmar Gufu. Who said Haskar means the Abish's name? Askaris can mean anything mentioned in the Torah, including Kabbalas. It says Chazit, but we're always Machmir. But Rambam Hevi, so the Rambam was smart. The Rambam brought this din side by Nishba and side by Noider. How does the Rambam learn? Shesoyve Haravzal, the Shmaiti in our Gemara, Toma Nishba, the way we learned, Toma Shavua, because Toma David's name, the Menina and Date Askaris, what David's name, which is about Shavua, over Nishalmi, Askin and Mati Beneda, Nishalmi Beneda and Toma Kabbalas. And therefore, the Rambam always passes the Rishami as well with possible Shnei Memes. That's how the Rishami goes. Back to the Gemara, Mishnah.
Even though the Torah has things that tells you that you can eat this, this is also, but this is mutas. So you're focusing on the like the Kabbonis and so that are also rather focusing on
we had a few times, yeah. We had a few on the Ram, but yeah, we had a few on the Ram. Whenever by Ned, they were a Suffolk, we'll see them more later. So tomorrow, we're always Machmer. Back by the Ram, Koinim Shani Yoshon, I asked that I will go to sleep, or the Sashaini. Shani Medabra, I will talk to you. I'm not going to put like a nether. That I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to talk. Shani Mahalich, I'm going to walk. Or Oy Melisha, a man says to his wife, Koinim. Shani Mishamshko, I'm going to ask myself having any touch with you. Harezebel Yachel Devore. All of them, the nether is Chal, and you're Oyvel Le Yachel. Now remember, we had yesterday that a nether is not Chal on something which is not tangible. And you're over here, and yesterday we answered, it says, you know, I'm asking my pee, my yad, your lips. What's going on over here? Here's like chlor. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to have a problem with this Mishnah. So before we get to Pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara gives an introduction. It will be learned. If a guy says, Koinim Einai B'Sheinu. He says that what I'm asking my eyes, so eyes are existing, from sleep. Hayom today, Im Isha L'mocha. This is what he did. He said, I am not going to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the Isser is today and tomorrow is the tonight. Now if I sleep today, I did nothing wrong. But if I sleep tomorrow, then retroactively, I was over today. So now, the question is, can we allow him to sleep today and he'll be careful tomorrow? He said, tomorrow, I'm sure I'm not going to sleep. I'm so tired. I promise I'm not going to sleep tomorrow. Is he going to be careful because tomorrow he doesn't feel like it's really he never asked tomorrow. It's only like a tanai. Will he still be careful not to fall asleep? Will he make sure he pokes himself all day long? He shouldn't fall asleep. No, he shouldn't sleep today because tomorrow he takes it lightly. He might fall asleep. Rav Nachman says, no. He can sleep today. We're not worried about tomorrow because he'll be careful.
even though tomorrow is only the Tanai, now that he slept today, he'll be careful tomorrow. So Sabi Yehuda says people are not Zoyev when it comes to Tanai. And I'm not that they are. However, Moide Rabbi Yehuda was Moide, that if Aket, if the Tanai was today and the Issa is tomorrow, for example, Bo'emid, he says, Koinim Einai B'Sheinu L'Mochel, I will not sleep tomorrow, Im Ishan Hayim, if I sleep today. In other words, the Tanai is today, if I sleep today. If I sleep today, then the Issa is tomorrow, I won't sleep tomorrow. Then he's allowed to sleep today because tomorrow is the Issa, and the Issa, he won't be overproactive. Of course he won't. So Ishan Hayim, sleep today, we're not worried. Why? And Gemara explains. Next page. Ki Loim is Dayah. It doesn't work the way by tonight. Rabbi Yehuda says, "If you get, every day is a new day."
But if you don't let him sleep today, for sure he'll fall asleep.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the Easter is, Kiloy Mizdoy. Rabbi Yehuda says, "When a person like him tonight, if today is the Easter, if I sleep tomorrow during tonight, people are not so careful. Avol beisurim Mizdoy. People are more careful when it comes to the Easter." Okay, Ran Gemara at the bottom, the five lines at the bottom. Ki loy zoye b'tanai kivush ein ikar iser. Since it's not the ikar iser, ella tanai liyom rishon. Avol b'yisuroi kivush ikar iser. In the case of iser, that's ikar iser. Afa pisha ein osa atzvan osa only b'tzurufi. You have to combine it with today. So yom rishon afil hachim is like people are careful. Okay, let's go next to Mishnah Gemara. Tanai we learned in this Mishnah. So now let's understand our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is very difficult to understand. Koinim shani yoshanai asa myself loshan of neder. That if I go, I'm not going to sleep. Shani ma'al won't walk. Shani ma'al won't talk. Now, hey, what's our Mishnah talking about? Ile mekiriktani, literally, I'm not going to sleep. That's not a neder. Shani yoshan, me having neder is not a neder. But now we learned yesterday, choyme b'shvuas, what's the chumra? One of the chumras of shvuas are, a shvuas, cholos aldovish, yesh by mamish. The aldovish, she'ain by mamish. A shvuas, since the shvuas devolves on the person himself, doesn't matter whether it's intangible or not. Mashain came bin adorim. The dorim has to be tangible because it's chal and the chayfetz. V'shein adorim shem b'mamashu sleeping. What's the nether chal on? So what's that mishnah? Ella and can't tell me also you said b'pi because we already learned that yesterday's mishnah. What's the chiddush in this mishnah? Ella the amar koinim einai b'shein. Obviously, you added the word my eyes. Now, what's going on here? If he did not give a time limit, he said, "I want my eyes. My eyes are sleeping forever. Impossible." Me shav kinele. Are we going to allow him? Ad the avad isa bayachel till yoev isa bayachel. The ha'amar Rabbi Yechon said, "Shvuah lo isha shloisha yom." If a person says, "I swear that I will not sleep for 3 days or eat for 7 days," malkin oisa v'yoshen alta. We don't have to wait 3 days. We know it's impossible. So you give him malkus and he goes to sleep straight away because definitely he's over. The Ran says over here, but if you make a neder. This is called a shavu shav. It's impossible in the shavu. But Ran says if you make a neder shav, there's no such thing. There's no iser of making a neder, which is in vain. Kivege brings over there others to argue. Ella, so what's the mission then? Must be he gave a time limit. Ella dama kain mission in the machad im ashal yeah. Must be what is the case? He said my eyes are sleeping tomorrow if I sleep today. So today is a tanai and tomorrow is the iser. Is mashma. Yeah, and what's the Mishnah saying? You shouldn't sleep today. Why not? You just said before that everyone agrees that if the Issa is tomorrow, I'm allowed to sleep today because definitely you'll be careful tomorrow. Ha'amre, you just said before, Kol b'Yisurim is died. Everyone's careful when it comes to the Issa. No boss. El pshita d'amar kainim einai b'shein ha'yoyim. Must be the other way around. That today was the Issa, tomorrow is tonight. I asked myself sleeping today, im Isha l'mach I see tomorrow. Tomorrow is tonight. And what does the Mishnah say? The Eloi naim ha'yoyim. And the Mishnah says that it's an aveir. And I will chayda, what mean? According to the beauty, you don't let him sleep today. If you don't today, what's wrong with sleeping tomorrow? Why is he having anything tomorrow? The whole Issa tomorrow is based on today, but you said we don't let you sleep today. So what's wrong with tomorrow? What can Issa do? It must be elalab b'denayim. Is that he will sleep today, and therefore tomorrow, if he sleeps again, he's going to get malchus. Kolad ra'i elad let him sleep today. Alma Issa denayim b'tirzah b'kach Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, simple kik toni di inayim. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, you're not let him sleep today. But the Mishnah is talking about he didn't listen to us, and he fell asleep or he went to sleep. So then, tomorrow, he'll be over by Yachol. But l'chatchila, if he went to Rav and asked, can I sleep today? No, because we're worried that if we allow him today, he's not going to be careful tomorrow. Tomorrow's only tonight. He's not going to be careful. Okay, we'll stop here.